Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be featuring some music from Avishai Cohen, bassist out of the United States. Also music from Joshua Redman, Steve Davis, and a whole lot more. We're starting off this afternoon with some music from pianist Marion McPartlin, and she has a new recording out. It's entitled The Single Petal of a Rose, The Essence of Duke Ellington. And that's on the Concord Jazz label. We're going to start off with a 1959 Ellington Strayhorn collaboration designated for solo piano, a movement within the Queen Suite, which was dedicated to Elizabeth II of England. So here is Marion McPartlin with The Single Petal of a Rose.
Thank you.
That was music from the great Marion McPartland and The Single Petal of a Rose, her latest recording on the Concord Jazz label. And I forgot to mention earlier that also featured on this recording is bassist Bill Douglas. And this recording was also made at the historic Maybeck Studio for the Performing Arts, and certainly well worth many, many listens. A great, beautiful recording. Some of the tracks on this album include Sea Jam Blues, Warm Valley, Sophisticated Lady, Everything But You, Take the Coltrane, Mood Indigo, and a whole lot more. So you might want to check this one out. Right now we're going to listen to, many years ago there was an up-and-coming jazz guitarist by the name of Emily Remler. Unfortunately, she passed away way too early, and she left a legacy of recordings for the Concord Jazz label. And we're going to listen to one of them. It's entitled East to West. And this composition was written by Emily for Herb Ellis. And it's entitled Blues for Herb.
Thank you. Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa.
That was music from Joshua Redmond and a composition entitled The Second Time Around, and that was taken from the Space Cowboys soundtrack. And before that, we heard Emily Remler from an old Concord jazz recording entitled East to West and a composition entitled Blues for Herb. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Up next, we have music from trombonist Steve Davis. And Steve has a new album out. It's entitled Portrait and Sound. And we're going to also feature Steve on a new release from bassist Avisha Cohen, from his album, Colors. The track we're going to listen to from Steve Davis is a chestnut in the repertoire. It's entitled Darn That Dream. And then we're going to listen to Avisha Cohen from his album, Colors, and a composition entitled Arca. That was music from up-and-coming bass player Avishai Cohen from his album Colors, released on the Stretch label out of the United States, and a composition entitled Arca. And that one featured prominently pianist Jason Lindner, a beautiful composition with a lot of interesting changes, and certainly a musician to keep an eye out and an ear out for as well, Avishai Cohen. Before that, we heard Steve Davis from his album Portrait in Sound and Darn That Dream. We're going to continue with some music from a great concert that took place many years ago in New York City at the Village West. It was Jim Hall on guitar and Ron Carter on bass, and they released an album from the Concord Jazz label entitled Live at Village West, and we're going to listen to Milt Jackson's great composition, Bag's Groove. Thank you.
heard that song before. And you can hear it, too, on CHUO's program of popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s. The years of swing and big bands, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and on the hit parade. Music from the golden years of popular song. CHUO, Sunday mornings at 11, for I've Heard That Song Before.
That was music from the band Foreplay and a composition entitled Fortress. That was taken from their latest album, simply entitled Yes, Please. And making up this edition of Foreplay, we have Bob James on piano, Nathan East on bass and vocals, Larry Carlton on guitar, and Harvey Mason is on drums. And that was released on the Warner Brothers label. And before that, we heard Jim Hall and Ron Carter live at the Village West in New York and their version of Milt Jackson's composition entitled Bag's Groove. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial. Right now, we've got some music from a musician by the name of Brannon Lane. This is a new recording that we just received in the studio. It's entitled Blueprint, and it features Brannon's father, Stan Lane, as well as Dino Pacifici. And we're going to listen to a composition dedicated to Brannon's late father. Actually, Stan plays clarinet and sax on this recording. Dino plays electric guitar, and Brannon plays keyboards, percussion, programming, door, and footsteps, voice, and various other sound effects. So the composition we're going to listen to is entitled Rest in Peace. And here we go with music from Brannon Lane. Thank you.
Anonymous.
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 Was. A. Woman.
Fallopian tunes. And other sonic stimulants created by women. Every Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
You know, Duke Ellington's favorite color was blue, and his tribute to its clear sky variant, azure, was first recorded on April the 22nd, 1937. It never became a hit, but it's a beautiful mood piece with a theme of only 16 measures, and it utilizes the flexibility inherent in some of the arrangements that were done on this particular piece. And we just heard a version of Azur from the Valentino Orchestra, Andrew Holmesy, who I believe is currently residing in Montreal. This is a band that he has put together, which includes family and friends. And it's a band that plays some of the great music of the past. And this is from their album Daybreak Express on the Just in Time label. You might want to check it out. And even in the liner notes here, he says that it's just a collection of compositions that they don't intend to be authentic, but we strive to be enjoyable. And this is quite an enjoyable recording. And Andrew Holmesy was in Ottawa, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember if it was with the Valentino Orchestra or not, but you might want to check that one out. And before that, we heard some music from Brennan Lane from his album Blueprint and Rest in Peace. One of my favorite vocalists, Morgana King, is up next, and this is from her album entitled Tender Moments. It's on the 32 Jazz label, and we're going to follow that up with Susanna McCorkle from her album Hearts and Minds and a composition entitled Evolution. So here's Morgana King with Could It Be Magic?
Spirit, move me. Every time I'm near you, whirling like a cyclone in my mind. Loving you. gets hold of a fist. Let this be our magic at last.
Man, I heard this pizza is bad. I hope they deliver.
What's wrong?
Yo, can I get a large pepperoni pizza with one vegetarian slice?
I'm sorry, we don't have any pizza here, man.
Yo, it's not 2-for-1?
No, it's not.
3-for-1?
No.
4-for-1 and chicken wings?
No, this is 1-for-all.
So what you guys serving up in that place?
Yeah, we got some hip-hop beats and rhymes every Monday night from 10:30 to midnight.
Yo, it's bad. I'll take two.
Yo, Paul, delivery!
Entendemos tantas coisas, mas ainda não sabemos por que os apaixonados não conseguem viver juntos. Another planet, drill a mile through solid granite, thrive in all extremes of weather, but we cannot live together. We have pondered our existence, track the comets in the distance, but we're overcome with blindness when we need to act with kindness. We have set ourselves apart from all that has come before us. But in matters fundamental, we are patterned on an old design. Welcome back, Tyrannosaurus. Evolution is a state of mind. science with the bones of mighty giants. They've been there for generations, buried under our foundations. In the course of human history, everything is filled with mystery. We have only one distinction. We can stop our own extinction. We have traveled far where no one has gone before us. But in matters fundamental, we are patterned on a flawed design. Here's your chance, Tyrannosaurus. Maybe we can get it right this time. Grab a club and join the chorus. Evolution is a state of mind. Welcome back, Tyrannosaurus. Get it right this time. Grab a club and join the chorus. Evolution is a state of mind. Welcome back, Tyrannosaurus. Evolution is a state.
The unique vocal stylings of Susanna McCorkle from her album Hearts and Minds. And that was a composition entitled Evolution. Paul Wertico is best known as the drummer for the Pat Metheny Group. Paul has a new album out. It's entitled Don't Be Scared Anymore. And it's on the Premonition label out of the United States. And it features John Mulder on drums, on guitar rather. And Eric Hochberg is on bass, guitar, and trumpet. We're going to listen to a composition of Eric's. And this one is entitled Testament. And again, it features Paul Wertico on drums and percussion, John Mulder on guitars, and Eric Hochberg on bass, guitar, and trumpet.
Thank you.
Well, in case you were wondering if there was something wrong with the recording, that was actually John Mulder's guitar playing some very interesting and strange guitar sounds through that last composition entitled Testament. And that's taken from the Paul Wertico Trio's album entitled Don't Be Scared Anymore. And I hope that none of you out there were scared of listening to that last piece. But anyway, my name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to listen now to some music from Kenny Burrell, his version of Body and Soul. Then we're going to listen to guitarist George Van Epps with Ain't Misbehavin', guitarist Frank Vignola with Love for Sale, and the late Charlie Bird with This Can't Be Love. And this is the this is actually a guitar set of some great guitars that I've recorded for the Concord Jazz label over the years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlie Byrd certainly left us quite a legacy when he played those many, many years some fine guitar. That was Charlie Byrd with This Can't Be Love, and that's taken from his album Bluebird on the Concord Jazz label. Before that, we heard some music from Frank Vignola with Love for Sale, George Van Epps with Ain't Misbehavin', and we started off the set with Kenny Burrell and Body and Soul. We're going to continue now with Tal Farlow with a Dave Brubeck composition entitled In Your Own Sweet Way. And then if we have time, we're going to listen to the Lorindo Almeida Trio, rather, with a composition entitled Te Amo. And that's taken from his album, Artistry in Rhythm. Well, that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and I will be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week, and don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great one. Bye for now.